Peter Ackroyd writes hypnotic novels about the intersection of the past with the present. In his 1987 book, Chatterton, Ackroyd imagines that the poet of that name, who committed suicide 2 centuries ago, exerts an ominous influence over his present-day admirers. Ackroyd's earlier novel, Hawksmoor, tells the story of a man at a London construction site who becomes possessed by the diabolical spirit of an 18th-century architect. In his new novel, First Light, Ackroyd locates this eerie mingling of past and present inside our own bodies. As one character in the novel reminds another, all the materials of life come from cosmic trace elements. Our bodies are built with the fossilized debris of dead stars, which ceased to exist millions of years before the Earth was formed. Who needs Voyager 2's pictures of Neptune when you can encounter the prehistoric cosmos simply by looking in your bathroom mirror? In First Light, Ackroyd moves from poetry and architecture to archaeology, a perfect subject for a novelist who believes that the dead surround the living. The novel opens with the discovery of a Neolithic grave in a farmer's field in Dorset. As archaeologists begin to excavate the site, an astronomer at a nearby observatory witnesses the strange reappearance of the ancient night sky. For comic relief, Ackroyd deposits some buffoonish characters at the gravesite. Among them are Joey Hanover and his wife Flowey, who are retired music hall entertainers, and farmer Mint and his son, Boy Mint, whose conversations revolve around sheep bones and rat traps. But like the comic gravediggers in Hamlet, these characters, even as they're distracting us with their nonsense, are also leading us deeper into the gloomy secrets beneath the Dorset Earth. Ackroyd's narrative is like one of those Russian dolls. Stories are nested within stories, and the plot resembles the maze-like interior of the Neolithic grave itself. At first, the archaeologists believe they found the grave of an ancient astronomer because of astrological markings on its entrance. Then they break through a terminal wall of the tomb and discover the fading ashes of a hanged man. It's a warning to abandon the project, but they don't. The removal of another false wall reveals that the tomb is in fact a chamber grave whose secrets extend far beneath the hillside. All of these blind passages, detours, and misleading hieroglyphics make for a suspenseful journey through the tomb, but they're also Ackroyd's way of frustrating those readers who'll try too hard to decode his book. Ackroyd wants us to accept, not to solve, mysteries. As one of his astronomers says while meditating on the vastness of the universe, all we can do is make up our own stories. We could only see the entire pattern if we were outside it, and in that case, we would have ceased to exist. The story of tombs and stars that Peter Ackroyd has made up in First Light is weird and compelling, and designed for those readers who won't mind feeling their way through the dark.